home. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri. Well, near Branson, Missouri, 17 and a half miles east. If you come out and visit us on a Wednesday, we have a corporate prayer here. And we have just finished corporate prayer. And when I begin it, we're streamed live every Wednesday at 12 noon Central Time. And I begin it by reading emails and letters from folks that have joined us from all over the world. This meeting is now joined by people praying together in unity from all over the world, and they call themselves the Worldwide Prayers, or WWPs for short. Now, I got a letter, and this letter, an email letter, this letter kind of started us off today, and I'm going to read it to you because I want to talk about it. We sprung off from this into our prayer. It comes from Janesville, Wisconsin, and a lady writes us, May 16, 2012, what a blessing, today's webcast. So she had just seen that webcast. You might want to go on archives and watch it, because there you'll see the young man give his testimony that she heard. So she said, what a blessing was today's webcast. I want prayer for my grandson. He is addicted to video games. He has learning disabilities, and over the years, his mom has found that he would enjoy the games and be good when he was playing them. What seemed like a non-toxic thing in the beginning is now a problem. He doesn't want to do anything else. He is now 15 and gets very angry when he can't play the games. It wasn't bad until he started to play online with others. His mom had never let him play the evil kinds of games, but something evil has crept in by being linked up with other kids and their influence with these games. He now wants to play the killing games with guns and knives and bombs and such. He speaks of killing and wanting to die and being a killer. He's not naturally capable of these things, but I know it is a spiritual battle and not in the physical realm, an issue in the physical realm. I was inspired by the minister today, Teresa, and she's a lady from India. So you might want to go on to that May 16, 2012 archives in our prayer archives and listen to Teresa. It was really a supernatural story, and she is a supernatural lady. But she said, I was also inspired by the young man, Ben, who gave a bit of his testimony and prayed. When he began to speak, I realized what Teresa had said earlier. It was revealed to me that my grandson is addicted to video games. I know that this has happened to many, but I do want prayer. I refuse to let him be captured by the darkness of the times with the influence of the video games today. In fact, now listen to this. I play games online at the Facebook site, so we're in the same boat almost. I'm done playing the games too as of today. I don't gamble or kill in the games. I just plant crops and do challenges. But it is a time waster, and I'm done with it. Thank you for your prayers. Shalom. Okay, so her grandson is in the really clasp of these things of darkness. And I was talking about this letter to my grandson, Brandon, who helps me here. And Brandon was telling me about a young man he met where he does his workouts. Brandon, tell us about that young man.
Well, basically, he was from Russia. He was here in America on like a foreign exchange student relationship type deal. And he just told me, him and I, we talk here and there, and he just told me that he was addicted to video games, actually online computer games. And he said he plays 14 hours a night. That's all he does.
All he does, he told you, was work out
and play
video games.
Yes.
Now, he told you that it was an astounding fact. What was about that sleepless time?
He said he hasn't slept in 3 days. He's just been playing this certain game straight for 3 days straight.
All right. Now, that means that something's got a hold of him. this young man that she talked about online, Ben, who talked, he's been delivered from drugs. And there was a time when his mother came to Prayer Mountain and he and his brother were out. She didn't even know where they were. And so we began praying for her, praying with her for her boys to come home, for the Holy Ghost to go get them. And he did. They came home. They still weren't in such a good shape. One of them, this young man, had tried to get in Mac Gober's place, and Mac wouldn't receive him because he would not accept the Lord. But now, praise God, he has accepted the Lord. He has been set free, and he has been delivered from drugs and the addiction of drugs. He has also been delivered and set free in his body for the yearning for drugs. And he gives his testimony on that Wednesday that this lady, the grandmother who wrote in, was talking about. And he asked us to pray about marijuana. He said that throughout the United States, it's being touted as something good. But he said it's really like just the door that brings you into the other things. And I think, Brandon, you were telling me that as to these video game deals, they'll offer them free to you. Is that right?
Yes, they'll let you play for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically know once someone plays it for a month, they'll probably get addicted to it and buy the game.
Mm-hmm. And so they will be addicted then. And it will be, as that lady said, it steals not only their minds, which darkness takes over in the kingdom of darkness, and some of the things that, think about it, their minds are constantly taken up with the realms of darkness. Oh my, this is for sure. A strategy of the devil for the last days with our young people. But not only for just our young people today, as we talked about this, and you can watch this today on the archives if you'd like to see where this led on the archives today. We had quite a time of prayer today, which is May, what is today, the
23rd.
May 23rd. And so you can go online to May 23rd and you can see how we developed this today. But you see the grandmother at the bottom, she saw that her time was being taken up. Well, I guess it's been about 2 weeks ago now. I had this pad by the side of my bed to write something down in case I waked up in the middle of the night and the Lord was speaking to me. And I woke up and I saw this word, capital Z, capital M, capital N. That is the Hebrew word zman, but it wasn't written out in Hebrew. It was written, you know, Z-M-N. And that word means time. And so I wrote down what the Lord said to me, lest I forget it. And he said, the most precious commodity you have is time. Every period of time allotted me will be rewarded throughout eternity. I'm going to read that again. The most precious commodity you have is time. Every period of time allotted me will be rewarded throughout eternity. And I was taken with some things about this. He didn't say the most precious commodity. People talk about trading commodities online, you know, stocks and commodities. He didn't say your most precious commodity is gold. He said, your most precious commodity is time. And every period of time allotted me will be rewarded throughout eternity. Now, as we were talking today, some scriptures that the Lord gave us as we considered the matter, one of them was John 10:10. And it says, the thief comes not, but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. The thief, he's known as the thief. Satan is, one of his names is the thief. What he wants to steal from us, one of the things he wants to steal from us, of course he wants to steal our minds, dumb them down, even plant dark thoughts in them. But if all he gets out of it, like the grandmother and the mother who play online little games where they plant crops and things like that, nothing, you know, wouldn't think anything wrong with that. But it is a thief of their time. They probably sit there hours and hours a day when they are just kind of dumbed down, planting crops, whatever. The Bible tells us to meditate in the Word of God, Joshua 1:8, for success in life. It tells us in Colossians to if you then be dead with Christ, and that reminds me of another scripture God gave us today, then think on the things that are above. So I'm going to read you that other scripture that the Lord took us to today when talking about this, just the issue of time. It says in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also once suffered for sins, it says in the King James. But I'm reading to you from the Numerical Bible. The word translated suffered should have been translated died. The weight of authority gives died as a good translation. There is also evidence for suffered, but the weight of the evidence goes that it should have been translated died. So let's read it that way. For Christ also once died for sins, the just for the unjust, in order that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, in chapter 4, verse 1, it says, for as much then as Christ has died in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has died in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. So this verse tells us, for one thing, that we have a period of time called the rest of our time in the flesh. Brandon, how old are you?
23.
So if Jesus doesn't come, you have a life expectancy of, let's say, another 80 years. And here I am, 73. So if Jesus doesn't come in the natural, my time span would be less. I happen to know that it will be more, but let's say 20 years. So, but if Jesus comes when I think he's coming, you and I have about the same time in the flesh left. So this tells us that the time we have in the flesh is to be spent to the will of God, because God, Jesus died to bring us to God. So the devil, he's going to try to waste my time and your time. He's going to try to waste the time I've got left in the flesh, the time you've got left in the flesh. Praise God for time. What a wonderful gift from God. May we dedicate it and consecrate it to him and not let it be stolen from us by his enemy, yours and mine. Well, we'll be looking for you at Prayer Mountain. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 and find out how you can get to the upcoming Holy Ghost seminar. I'll tell you more about it tomorrow. Shalom.